I don't think it is a very happy moment for anybody in the dairy industry to have opening prices that low. Unfortunately, it is the dynamics of the dairy industry globally right now. I am still very, very optimistic that prices will go up. I think that there needs to be a rebalancing in the global markets in terms of supply and demand. I think that that is in due course. I suspect by the beginning of calendar 2017, there's going to be a little bit better balance between the supply and demand, and I'm very hopeful that the prices will come up.
How do you see that playing out? Do you see China becoming more interested again?
I think China will become a little more interested again. I think the per capita consumption will continue to grow. I think their growth rates will exceed what we saw over the course of the last year or year and a half. But I think also what's happening in the world production cycle, we see that the economics are taking care of themselves. Where I would think that European countries are producing less milk because economics don't make sense. We see, you know, even New Zealand producing a little bit less milk in Latin America for other reasons, floods and climate conditions. There's a drop in 30% of the milk production. And so when you see that there is some production that is being taken off the table, and then you see that the consumers are coming back to the table, I think that that's going to rebalance the supply and demand scale.
And in the short term, some of your competitors, Bega Cheese, has opened higher. They've opened at $5 a kilo. Why weren't you able to match that or beat it?
Well, I don't think our goal is to match it as an opening price. I think we took a leadership position where we came out with our price prior to Bega. Our price has turned out to be higher than both Murray Gold, Brunet, Fonterra. Bega, you're right, has opened up higher than us. Again, I'm optimistic that there will be some step-ups going forward. I think that there will be some market recovery. So, to me, you know, I think the opening price gives an indication of, you know, to dairy farmers of what they should expect in terms of their economics. But I think that as things will turn out, the ending price I think will be more important than the opening price.
How reliable? How confident are you that there will be step ups?
Well, if I look at what all the economists in the industry are saying in terms of again China coming back. Geopolitical issues starting to align themselves properly, and a shortage of dairy solids. I'm quite confident that there is going to be some step ups as the year progresses.
What about step downs?
I'm not in favor of step downs. And if you see what we've done over the course of this last year, in fact, in the last quarter of this year, you know, some of our competitors have taken a step down and perhaps even clawbacks. We chose to honor the price that we opened up with. So for us, you know, we like to be very responsible. So if we're going to come up with an opening price, we think that it's a realistic opening price in function of what we foresee as market conditions without having to go to market with a step down. We don't view step downs favorably at all, as I'm sure that dairy farmers don't view step downs favorably at all.
So you won't be stepping down this season?
Not this season, no, and we have no anticipation in the future of stepping down.
Who do you see is responsible for the dairy crisis? There's been a lot of talk about who ultimately holds responsibility for it. Do you see processes like Murray Goulburn and Fonterra as holding some responsibility?
Well, the dairy crisis itself is more than just one player in the process, one co-op, more than one country even. You know, if you think about, you know, the suppliers of dairy around the world, you've got the United States, you've got Latin America, you've got Europe, and you have Oceania. So I think all of them are culprits in it. And I think that there needs to be, in the future, a better balancing of solids produced relative to the solids consumed in order to have more prosperity in the industry.
How do you do that, though?
It's very tough. It's very, very tough because, you know, the dairy co-op's perspective is to try to produce as much milk as possible. So that they can market more solids and have growth in their, at their farm level. But I think the economics are more important. You know, even as a producer myself, I would prefer to have less production and more profit than more production and less profit. Somewhere along the line, I think economics take care of that. There seems to have been pendulum swings over the time where you've had, you know, record high prices because supply is very low and demand is very high. And then you've had the pendulum turn where you've got, well, now everybody sees so much prosperity in the industry and they think that consumption is unlimited. And so they put on production and all of a sudden we have more solids than we have consumers of those solids. I'm hoping that somewhere along the line, the producers of dairy solids are going to understand that there needs to be a balance. And if we can properly balance, and I'm talking country to country, co-op to co-op, and processor to processor, if there's a better balance, then I think that there will be a lot more prosperity in the industry.
So trying to stop the pendulum from swinging so wildly.
Well, I'm hoping that there'll be enough logic in the industry to stop that pendulum from going from peak to valley that quickly and that severely.
And just finally, I remember when you first took over WCB, you were talking about the dream of building supply and building growth. In the short term, is that dream now a bit unrealistic?
I don't think so. You know, I think that I still believe in the long-term viability of the dairy industry, and I think that it still is a great place for dairy farmers to consider, growth in their infrastructure for the future. But there's two ways that we can grow the milk intake. One is follow the dairy farmers that are growing and allow them to be secure that there's a home for their milk. And the other is to prove that we are a credible home for other farmers, other suppliers' milk, perhaps that are selling their milk to, you know, other companies. We had a great opportunity to pick up the UDP milk, you know, and I think last year this time we honored the contracts that those farmers had with UDP, irrespective of what we were paying our dairy farmers, only because we didn't want to take advantage of the financial situation of UDP. I think that was, you know, a very honorable thing that we did, and I think that the dairy farmers also saw that was very honorable, and we maintained 90% of that milk. So even though our current suppliers weren't growing their milk intake, we did pick up milk from others. And so part of our strategy for growth in milk intake is coming from the growth from our own base, as well as those farmers that choose us to be their home for their milk.
And so are you still looking for suppliers now?
Absolutely. And our company is prepared to invest in infrastructure. As long as we've got the milk, we're prepared to invest in the infrastructure for sure.